Hey, Hannes, I'm the curator for the Glenfinnan Station Museum.
I mean, it must be extraordinary being in a position where 300 to 400 people are going to reliably, almost throughout the season, come and mill around your premises and hopefully spending things as we discussed. But what about in between times? Is it just very quiet in between the steam train?
I'd say between trains, it's more like a gentle trickle, so we're very happy to deal with that. The onslaught of the steam trains is a bit much on some of our facilities, but it's very welcome, obviously.
It's a beautiful train line for modern trains as well. How many times do you get them a day?
There's 4 trains in each direction every day.
Could you do with more?
We certainly could do with more, just to make it more of an option for tourists to visit Glenfinnan by train, which would obviously relieve some of the pressure on our roads.
What's the problem then? I mean, you want them to get off, and then they need to get a train coming back,
yes,
or going on.
Yes. It's all right, weather's good, but being in Glenfinnan for 6 hours might not exactly be what you wanted to do if the midges are out and it's raining.
Is that what it boils down to? 6 hours?
6 hours, it could be, yeah. There are smaller slots, but towards the two ends of the day. So we are keen to work with ScotRail to put on more services, get more trains, and promote Glenfinnan as a destination by train. So that's something we're putting on our website, visit by train, and this is sustainable tourism.
What sort of response have you got from ScotRail? Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about it, and they are looking at ways of helping us, but obviously that all takes time.
So what are people are still milling about here, Hege? What are they doing? They've got off the train, they're just going to wait to get back on?
They're looking around our museum site, which has lots of heritage displays on it, and they're taking in the general atmosphere of a rural railway station in the West Highlands.
And do they, if they're Harry Potter fans, do they dress up and sort of have little carry-ons?
Quite a few of them do. I think our most popular exhibit is our broomstick, which was made by our maintenance officer because she uses broomsticks. One night she left it out and we discovered that lots of tourists were just posing with this broomstick of hers. So we've made that into a feature now.